Hundreds gathered at Cooper Union on May 8th to hear what the government and a complicit media have ignored, that far from a promise of freedom and democracy, the occupation of Iraq is a brutal imposition on the Iraqi people. Dr. Geert Van Morten, a Belgian emergency room physician who has worked in Iraq on and off throughout the 1990s, came to be a witness before the World Tribunal.
What I have seen with my own eyes was shooting of ambulances and stopping medical personnel, shooting at civil people, not giving medical assistance to people that were shot. When it's nighttime in Iraq, the healthcare is not existing because people do not dare to go to the hospital. Health personnel doesn't dare to go over there. I had a talk with the spokesman of the Dutch Marines, and off the record he even said, well, the Geneva Convention, that's a piece of paper made by people behind their desk. In reality, nobody cares about it. It's or them or you, so there was not at all respect for Geneva Convention.
What was most distressing to the audience and the jury was to hear the behavior of American soldiers in dealing with health personnel. Dr. Van Morten related incidents in which he was personally involved.
In March 17 this year, there was an explosion on the Mount Lebanon Hotel. Once they arrived, American soldiers wanted to clear the place, so I said, I'm an emergency doctor from Belgium. Before I could go to the hospital, there were American soldiers staying in a line and saying, no, back off, you cannot enter. I went up like this saying, I'm a medical doctor from Belgium, emergency doctor. So he asked my idea, I gave him a picture idea. He looked at it and he literally threw it like this on the ground and he said, we don't need your help. I was cooking inside and I said even there to say, well, I'm not here to help you, it's for the Iraqi wounded people. He said, if you dare to set one step extra, we are going to arrest you. Four GIs were pointing their guns already at me, being clearly not an Iraqi doctor, but a Western-looking one. So you can imagine how they behave towards Iraqi health personnel. Another striking example, when I was in the Saddam Center for Plastic Surgery, there were literally streaming civilian peoples and blood inside. There were two young people that still had a chance to survive. They were shipped in an ambulance. This ambulance came back after 10 minutes. I was at the gate when I saw it coming back and I saw it was shot at. When I came inside that ambulance, I saw these two young people that were already wounded before being shot a second time in the ambulance, pointing their hands towards me with fresh bullet holes, the blood streaming out of their thorax in here, saying their last words to me, and I could only hold their hands, giving some social assistance. The one died 2 minutes later. When then I went out of that hospital and I saw the first American tank, and it was daylight, I said like this, hey guys, are you crazy? You shoot an ambulance. The guy was not denying it. He just said, relax. Well, man, it might have been full of explosives. That was his answer. Well, this man is doing the preemptive strike on a small local scale, what Bush is doing for the whole country.
Finally, the Belgian doctor spoke about the sad degradation of healthcare in Iraq and made an emotional appeal to all Americans of conscience.
And in the 80s, Iraq was an example for the region on the healthcare. People from outside Iraq came to be treated there. This is March this year in a burned unit in Al Nur Hospital in the north of Baghdad, 1 year after the lifting of the sanctions. All people I saw there in March, in July, in August, in April, all of them died. The plastic surgeon in charge of it says he has no major painkillers, so the people are dying in pain over there. Last year, you had the sanctions formally imposed by the United Nations, but in practice forced by United States. So it's the first time I'm able to speak to an American audience, and I'm glad that I can see here people who are concerned about the American policy, because there were contracts signed, and 1 year later, nothing arrived to the hospitals. It's a human right, a right for health and a right to live. You cannot have a healthy situation, so I count on you to fight inside your country that these troops are kicked out of Iraq.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen reporting from Cooper Union in New York City.